Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my new connections for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry at this particular moment, at this particular time. I see several of my friends on the line, and I really appreciate it. I see some of my family on there, and military friends, and speaking friends, and I see a lot of people on the line tonight, so I really appreciate that. Appreciate your listening support. Without further ado, tonight is our praying night. I am so excited and delighted because I get to pray with you tonight, and that's the important thing. And we get to or have the opportunity to pray to God. I'm so ecstatic. I'm so excited. We're going to pray to God tonight, and we're going to get into the presence of God. We're going to listen to the sense of my joy as we pray. Then we're going to listen to Falling in Love with Jesus. And as I was preparing and listening to God, when we play this Falling in Love with Jesus song, we're to sing unto God. And this is a ministry in which I want people to authentically praise God. Even if you can't sing, sing praises unto God, because he is getting ready to do great things. And as I said before, our major themes today is that we are going to pray for those who are preparing for success. We're going to pray for those who are dressing for success. And we're going to pray for those who are currently experiencing success. So we're going to pray for many, many individuals today and tonight. So just be prepared for that. And, of course, we're going to pray for those individuals who are in the hospital, those who are in the convalescent homes. So we're going to just pray for many individuals tonight. So without further ado, I want to read, of course, Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Now we're going to get into the presence of God, and we're going to pray. I want to be very honest with you tonight. We're going to pray for those individuals who are preparing for success, those individuals who are dressing for success, and those individuals who are experiencing success. I want to thank God for the many opportunities that he's opened up just today. Just today. It hasn't even been a few days. Just today. And the Lord is going to continue to do that beginning tomorrow as well. So get ready, get ready, get ready. We're going to go to the throne and we're going to pray unto God. And if the music stops playing and we're still praying, we're going to continue to pray. And if we finish before the music stops, then we'll just continue to listen to the music and be in the presence of God. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing us this day, Lord, to just be able to wake up this morning, Lord. We thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. We thank you for your grace and mercy and for the upkeep that you provided us with today, Lord. We ask that as we come into the very presence of you, that you consecrate our hearts and our minds, Lord. And would you bless all the listeners who are listening tonight, Lord, each one of them, Lord. Touch them and their families and their ministries and their businesses and their careers. And Lord, you know what they've prayed for, and we ask that you individualize their blessings and give them, Lord, not the desires of their heart, but the will of your plan, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus that you bless this prayer to be something that you are pleased with, something that you're acceptable with, Lord. We offer up our souls. We offer up our favor. We offer up our grace and mercy. We lift up our eyes unto you, from which cometh all of our help. We extend our hands, Lord, and we're ready to reach out and grab anything that you have for us, Lord. We're ready to walk through those doors, Lord. We are dressed for success, Lord. And we're not only dressed, Lord, but we're experiencing this success right now, Lord. And we ask that you bless those three groups of individuals, Lord, all over this world, Heavenly Father, to be ready to receive, because these are huge blessings that no man can give. We know that everything that is good and well comes from you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a consistent God and you forgive us, Lord, and you continue to love us day by day. Lord, we ask for special healing on those who are asking for healing, those who are in the hospitals, Lord, in a state of rest. Lord, we ask that you continue to work on their minds and their hearts and their eyes. And Lord, would you give them that Lazarus experience, Lord? We have not forgot about them. Lord, we ask that you bless each baby who's in the hospital, Lord. We ask that you keep them and protect them, Heavenly Father, like only you can. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are going into surgery, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about having surgery, Lord. We ask that you be the physician and that you be the decision maker as to what shall happen next, Lord. Lord, we thank you for a good day, Heavenly Father, a godly day, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help us to walk in your will, Lord. We pray for our youth, Lord. We pray for their parents, their grandparents, their aunties, their uncles, Lord. We pray for those who are in public schools, those who are in private schools, those who are in home school, those who are in college, Lord. We pray for each one of those students, no matter how old or how young they are. We pray for them, Lord, and we lift them up to you right now. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the path that you have established us to walk on, Lord. We thank you for the platforms that we see, Lord. We thank you for the people that we connect with, Lord. And we thank you for just being the God whom you are, Lord. We thank you for those valley moments and those mountain experiences. And, Lord, we ask that you continue to help us to magnify who you are and edify and uplift your holy name, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that as this prayer go forth, Lord, would you touch each person, Lord, and would you help each person under the sound of my voice, Lord. Would you bless these hands, Lord, everything that it touches to be successful, Lord. Everything we put our eyes on, Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord Jesus, would it be in your will, Lord. And, Lord, we open up our hearts and our minds unto you, and we open up everything that we have, every gift that you've given us, and we give it back to you and ask that you would work on it and you would help us to utilize it in a way that it is supposed to be used, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the success, Lord. We thank you for the past, present, and the future success that is coming up, Lord. And we ask that you continue to help us to remain humble and in your care, Lord. We continue to pray for those who are in convalescent homes, those who are lost, Lord. We ask that you bring the sheep back, Lord. And we ask that you just continue to help us to be the mouthpiece and the role models, Lord, for a dying world, Lord. And now as we relinquish this prayer into the air, we ask that we are never relinquished in your sight, Lord. And as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that you bless each person who's on the line and those who are coming on. That you bless their families, their ministries, Lord, and each and everything that they're doing. That you anoint everything we touch, Lord, and help us to be better for you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. And we claim the victory. We claim everything we've asked for. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen. Amen. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. That was the instrumental track. And we thank God, because when praises go up, blessings come down. I was sitting at Baylor this weekend, and a gentleman said, when praises come up, God comes down, amen. But God is everywhere, amen. So God don't have to come down, because he's already with us. God says, I am with you always, even unto death, amen. And so that's a victory for us, amen. That's very encouraging. Now we're going to move a little higher. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about me, because I have some new individuals. And I want you to know who I am, and I want you to know about the ministry. The Love Live Jesus ministry is founded on the Word of God. And it's founded on a structure in which we praise God. We're not here for a shape, form, or fashion. We're here to magnify the Lord. And so I'm going to play this particular song entitled Falling in Love with Jesus by Mr. Jonathan Butler. And when I play this particular song, if you feel like singing, sing. Now I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be obedient unto God. God says to sing this song. And we're only talking about on radio, the Love Live Jesus Ministry radio. I'm not a singer at all, okay? I'm just going to confess, and I'm going to be honest with you. But my praise is for real. And so whether I can sing or not, I'm going to be obedient to God, because we have to do what God say do. And, you know, falling in love with Jesus is a testimony. We can't be ashamed that we're in love with our Savior, Jesus Christ. I have been in love with God for many years. I remember, I'm going to be very brief because I have children on the line as well. I remember as a child, I used to sit and I used to read my Bible. And even when I was traveling the games, I would read my Bible. And I finally figured it out when I was going out to college. I'm in love with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to do the work of God. I want to be that particular person who grows up and have reverence for God. I want to work for God. I want God to be my boss. I want God. I want to emulate who God is. I want to magnify God. But how many of you know that even in our desires to magnify God, we have to build our character? So God was molding me. I began to join the military, and I began to get that discipline that I already had instilled in me from my parents and my family. But God took me a couple of places, and I really started depending on God. I started spending a lot of time with God. And yes, I'm very much in love with God. And we're going to sing this song, Falling in Love with Jesus. When I say we, I'm speaking about everyone who's listening. Just sing the song. And if we have to repeat that verse, just repeat it. God is not worried about how you sing. He's not worried about if you're on key. The main focus is we are singing unto God. Get into the presence of God and sing unto God. This is an interactive ministry. This is not a ministry in which we just sit and get. Amen. It's interactive, and I want you to get into the Holy Spirit. Every time I come on the Love Live Jesus ministry, I feel like I've been to church, and that's how I want you to feel as well. You know, we have to get into the Spirit of God, and we have to optimize our praise with God, because we have to make it through the week. Amen. We have to make it through the week, and God is that good. So if you want to sing, go ahead and sing. And if you have to repeat the verse because you don't know the words, do so. But God says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us rejoice together. Amen. So we're going to magnify the Lord, and we're going to sing this song, and we're going to get through this song. Amen. Amen. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I've ever done. Oh, yeah, in his arms I feel protected, yeah, in his arms, never disconnected, yeah, in his arms I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. All right, here we go. Mm, yeah,
falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. That's the best thing I've ever, ever done. Oh, here we go. In his arms, I feel protected. Yeah, yeah. In his arms, never disconnected. Yeah, yeah. In his arms, I feel protected. But there's no place I'd rather be. Falling in love, oh yeah. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing I ever, ever done. Mm-hmm. In his arms, I feel protected. Yeah, yeah. In his arms, never disconnected. Yeah, yeah. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. We're going back to falling in love. Whoa, yeah. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. That's the best thing I've ever, ever done. Whoa, yeah. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. That's the best thing I've ever, ever done. Let's go in his arms. Whoa, yeah, in his arms. I feel protected, yeah, yeah. In his arms, never disconnected, yeah, yeah. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. Let's repeat that. There's no place I'd rather be. Mm-hmm. There's no place I'd rather be. Two more times. There's no place I'd rather be. We did it! Yay! Falling in Love with Jesus, instrumental by Brother Jonathan Butler. And that's all God requires. He requires our praise and worship. And he said, you know what? You don't even have to be a singer. He says, as long as you are sincere about it and you are praising God, God is able to do some miraculous things. And so when you come on the ministry, the Love Lift Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love, I want you to be interactive. I want you to optimize your praise. We are not here to entertain. We're up here to uplift Jesus' name. Amen. And so I tell you what, it's always a nice thing when we can get into the presence of God and we can experience his success and favor, his grace and mercy, and he can take us to those valley moments and we're still able to rise. He can take us to those points and we're still able to rise. God says that even if you're tossed to and fro, he says even if you're thrown into something, he says he is able to rescue you. Why? Because he says, I am with you always. And that's the type of God that we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The same God where angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. I am so excited and delighted tonight that each and every one of you are on here. And as I said before, this is interactive, and you can listen or you can comment. But I want to tell you this. We are going to go into what I call the Yes, Lord phase of the Love Live Jesus ministry. You know, as I said before, the Lord spoke that some people are preparing for success. I told you that we had three group of people. Preparing for success, some people are dressing for success, and some people are experiencing success. When we speak about preparing for success, those people are building relationships with God. They're turning from their wicked ways and they're building relationships. They're preparing in order to experience success. The second phase of individuals are dressing for success. Now, we're not talking about putting on a fancy dress or stilettos or putting on a nice suit. We are speaking about the Word of God carried in your heart, and we're speaking about your disposition, which means your attitude, and we're also speaking about putting on the full armor that God has described. He says, put on the breastplate, put on the full armor of God. Amen. Because you know that when you go to your, or begin to go to your destination, I told you about the left and right of you, there are people, naysayers, and you're going to have to keep moving forward. Then we spoke about those who are experiencing success, and I must confess that the Lord has done some great things today. He does great things every day, but he's opening up doors, and he's going to continue to open up doors that I never imagined. And God says that all you have to do is you have to go in, but when you go in, he says, pray over everything, amen, and worry about nothing. Doesn't matter what platform he puts you on, God says that when he recommends you, there is nothing else to be done but to pray, amen. Because God prepares you. When I come on this ministry, it's rare that I have to prepare a word from God, because God gives me what he wants me to say. And God says that's the same thing when you are flowing under the unction of the Spirit. When the Lord and Savior becomes your boss, he says you are able to go to various places and do various things under the auspices of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. He says you will be successful at everything that you do. Everything that you touch will prosper. Amen. Because it's in the will of God, and you are being obedient and walking in the will of God. Now, I want to play this particular song, and it's entitled Yes, Lord. When you give the Lord a yes, you're actually saying yes, Lord, to your will. There was a song in which the late Bishop G.E. Patterson would sing, and it's entitled Yes, Lord. And I'm going to look for it, see if I can find it. And it's Kojic, and I love it. And we are going to listen to Bishop G.E. Patterson, and this was an invitation given on December 29th, and this was, I believe, in 2008. But I want you to know this, although this was made in 2008, amen, God says that the time
is near where you will have to call on the Lord. The time is near where you're going to have to tell the Lord, yes, the Lord is calling some people in the ministry. He's calling some people into new careers. He's calling some people into new phases of their lives. He's calling people into new health dimensions. We speak about dimensions. The Lord gave me the word dimensions, not dementia. He says dimensions. There are dimensions that these successful people are going to go through. He says he's not going to literally force you up on the valley the first moment. He says he has to work on you a little bit. You're already at your successful point. He's opening up doors for you. He says, but as you get further into your destiny, you're going to be on larger platforms, speaking to more people. He says, you know, if you're talking about a career, he says he's opening up doors for you. He says, but then when you get to the vice president stage or the president stage, amen, he says you're going to already be ready for that position. The Lord is, I'm getting excited. The Lord is positioning people into various places. As I said before, there is proof. You see it all over where people who are already established or given unto other people because it's the right thing to do. You're going to see God do some miraculous things, and you're not going to know why. How did this happen? Why would they think of me out of all people? Because the people didn't recommend you, honey. It was God who did it. Amen. And when God recommends you to something, amen, nobody can veto it, if you will. Amen. There is no need for a vote. God says once he recommends you for something, he says only he can remove you. Amen. So we have to be ready for this successful endeavor. I have to prepare you. I have to prepare myself. We have to get prepared. God says that within the next couple of days, within the next couple of weeks, the Lord has already showed me today. It has already happened. And I'm sure it's happened to other people. I'm reading on the internet things that happen. Things that's happening, and God is doing great things all over this land and country. Just keep listening. But this is your season, amen. And so God says that there are three groups of people who he's working on: those who are preparing, those who are getting dressed, and those who are already there in success, because God is not through with you yet. God is not through with us yet, amen. Now we're going to listen to Bishop G.E. Patterson, Yes, Lord Invitation. I want you to listen to it closely. And the reason why I want you to listen to this particular invitation is because God is inviting you today. He's inviting you today to begin preparing, or he's inviting you to begin to put on your attire for success. He is inviting you to begin to experience your success, but you're going to have to tell the Lord yes. If the Lord is calling you into ministry, go. If he's calling you into a career, go. Wherever the Lord is calling you, you need to do it, amen, because everyone is called. A few answer, right? And some are chosen. God chooses a few. Why does he choose a few? He chooses a few because they are already anointed. He's already been able to work on them. It is the will of God. Amen. So we're going to listen to Bishop G.E. Patterson, Yes, Lord Invitation. And I want you to listen to everything that goes on with this particular song, because he prophesied and he says, I know that there are several more people who need to give their life to Christ, and God is calling us. He wants to establish us on the solid rock of success, but we're going to have to come up to the altar just like these individuals did with Bishop G.E. Patterson. So I want you to take a listen.
And if no other person comes other than these, I know the Holy Ghost said 25. And I'm not going to spend all evening. I'm going to give you probably another 90 to 120 seconds to get up and come. But there are 19 more of you as I stand in the presence of God right now. Some of you have never confessed Jesus as Lord. Others confessed him as Lord, but you've gone back into your own ways. And then there are those of you that's already saved and the Lord's been talking to you for a long time. And you're about to let another year get away from you without obeying Jesus. We're going to sing this praise again. And I want the other 19 of you to come. And I know you're here. Yes, Lord.
Four seconds left. Are you coming? Four.
right. That was the late Bishop G. E. Patterson with Yes, Lord. And that's part of the success regimen. You have to tell the Lord yes because he wants to do things for you. And you have to tell the Lord yes. You can't say no, Lord. You have to do whatever the Lord asks you to do. And guess what? Successors, successful people, guess what? God is going to take you to some unfamiliar places. He's going to put you in front of unfamiliar people, and you're going to have to be able to continue to depend and lean on God. Think about that, okay? I want to play this next song because God is good and the Spirit is moving, and I feel like I'm in church and I'm at home, and God is just doing some miraculous things. We're going to listen to Sister Tamala Mann. And Sister Tamala Mann is going to sing some of her lovely, lovely hymns. I just love her ministry. And, you know, she's going to sing for us tonight. Amen. And then after which I am going to give you some announcements, and we're going to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto each and every one of you because God is good. Amen. So here we go. Enjoy this little commercial, then we'll get started.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white. In the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder working power in the precious blood. Yeah.
that was Sister Tamala Mann. Know some of her hymns entitled A Blood Medley by Sister Tamala Mann. As we begin to conclude, I would like to give the announcements, and then I want to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is recommending us right now, amen, for success. And I want to recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Father in heaven. And whatever you need, you ask your Father in heaven, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and he is able to provide and give unto you. But you must say yes. You must be in relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so without further ado, continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, authors, actress, any type of positive community leader, journalist, please, 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 Facebook at Freda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONOYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to mark your calendar for the first Saturday in June, God's will, as we will have a youth talent show as well as adult talent show. Must be clean talent, and it must magnify a gift that God has given unto you. And so I'm going to send out information this week, actually, concerning that particular project. In addition to that, I want to thank God for opening up many, 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 many doors. As we said before, if you need speakers, just email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Education is a big, big, big hot topic, as well as ministry, as well as saving our youth. Those are the three hot topics. So if you need speakers, just email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to stay encouraged and pray for 380 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, I just want to take out this time to thank each and every one of you for being online. If you want to say something, just chime in. All of you know me very well, and you're my friends and my family, so just chime in if you would like, or you can just listen. I understand. I totally understand that as well. Make sure you come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock, because we will have Miss Sylvia from San Antonio, and she's going to share her gifts of, her projects and things of that nature. So please join us tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I'm bringing other guests on as well. Also, make sure that you continue to just reverence who God is, and make sure that if you're not preparing for success, that you're already dressed for success. If you're already dressed for success, make sure you're getting ready to walk into success. If you're already in your current state of success, God says keep pushing, because there are other doors that are going to open for you. We thank God for the message. We thank God for the ministry. We thank God for the revelation that he's given us today. We thank God for the successes. God has already proven himself today. Amen. He's just awesome. He's that type of God. That's the type of God that we serve. He's awesome. And he's not a man that he would lie. And so I've experienced some of my success today. Amen. So I can say that that's a testimony. And God is saying get ready to experience your success as well. Preparing for success, dressing for success, and currently experiencing success. We are successful people through the word and the works of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, with the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet, the Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word.
and on that you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.